people exaggerate their phones starting to blow up. They do. They do. But I got two texts and a phone call about the departure of Lisa LaFlamme from CTV National News. Now, I'm going to say this right out of the gate. People might say to me, hey, that's another company, so you got no problem talking about that. Why don't you talk about, you know, John Derringer? There's an ongoing investigation happening within our buildings. Do you think, first of all, the company asks very little of me outside of between 5:30 and 9 when it's put on the best show you can. But I do think I owe them that. I've got opinions. I think Sheba Siddiqui's got opinions. But I think we should wait until the investigation is over. I don't think it's great to, I'm sure that if you're a high school teacher, you don't go on social media or drive around your neighborhood with a bullhorn and give your opinion about the investigation of said science teacher or said vice principal. I don't think if you work at a law firm, you do that for somebody that's under investigation. So look, I'm really disappointed by the whole damn thing that we're in 2022 and people feel that way. They feel abused in the workplace. Sure, all that stuff. But come on, like let's be really honest with ourselves here. And you tell me what you need to protect at your workplace. OK, you get paid by people. You owe them only so many things outside of the workplace. But not talking about something that has a ton of legal barriers, hurdles and parameters would be one of them. But that said, I saw the news about Lisa LaFlamme yesterday, and my instantaneous thought was, this isn't about money. This isn't a cost-cutting maneuver. And how do I think that? Well, I thought it was really, really interesting that the release mentioned changing viewing habits. That's a shot across the bow towards Lisa LaFlamme. That is. And I didn't like that that's in there. So I think that's something. That tells you something right now. Overnight, Canada Land, which digs pretty deep on some of this stuff and some of the media battles and the interspersing of it, did note their reporting that the VP of news at Bell Media, a gentleman named Michael Melling, is almost solely responsible for this and that the two of them have clashed on key issues, one of which is funding for CTV for the Ukraine war. LaFlamme wanted more resources than Melling wished to provide. That's an interesting conversation, but there was clearly some push here. I found it right away to be personal, and that the first chance LaFlamme got to make a video, and I'm not saying she's wrong for doing this, the first chance she got after negotiations were tied up and eyes were dotted, yes, and T's were crossed, she made a video kind of pushing back towards Bell Media, and she's well within her rights to do that. But this doesn't strike me as, hey, this is a money-saving move here. It probably won't be, because they're going to be paying her not to work for a good chunk of time. Look, I don't like the look of it one bit. I think Lisa is incredibly credible. And I don't I don't think it's fantastic. They know the PR they're going to get when they don't give her a last show. OK, I watched Bob McCown get forced out at a previous workplace, and they gave him 2 weeks of shows and ran him to the gate. And he got to say goodbye to people after 3 decades. I think it's the least you owe. And CTV knows how that's going to look. But maybe the process was so deep into it, and the vitriol was so considerable, they didn't feel they could. And that ends up being their right. So I don't know. What I don't know about the situation is what I don't know, but those are my early estimations of it. But you go on social media and everybody knows the whole story already. Sheba Siddiqui joins me right now. This was kind of shocking news in our industry. I don't think that's talking out of turn. Yesterday, I was drop dead shocked by it.
I wasn't shocked by it at all. I was surprised at the timing, but I wasn't shocked at this is what our industry does. Would they age out women? So her video that she posted online has been viewed almost 3 million times. Mm-hmm. And we know she's an icon in this industry, just fantastic. She started off at CTV Kitchener in 1989 as a copywriter and a script assistant. And look what she's done with her career. She's just phenomenal. I know so many women in particular who look up to her, who she mentors. And she didn't even get a send off, as you said. It's interesting because at the time, the chief anchor, Lloyd Robertson, retired at 77. He was 77 years old. And he had a send off on the air. He got to say goodbye to his viewers. Peter Mansbridge retired at 69.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Lafemme is 58 years old, and they sent her off. And I admire the fact that she made a video. More and more women in this industry are coming forward making these videos because no one's been listening to them, and no one cares. I also think that her...
But they do care. They do care because you just
documented... Well, they're starting to now. But, well, that's because what's been happening in the boardroom at those meetings, no one's been listening to them. No one's been caring there. No one's been listening there. So what do? They have no other choice but to go online. The fact that she has 3 million views in just in less than 24 hours, people care about this. She's trending. Her name was trending. Lloyd Robertson is trending. Bell Media is trending. People are telling Bell, hey, Bell, let's talk about Lisa and her age and why you're aging her out.
Imagine the reaction of Lloyd Robertson, who's been retired for 11 years, to find out he's trending. Someone's probably nudged him on the shoulder. Lloyd, you're hot again, baby. Let's go.
Well, this is the double standard in our industry.
Okay, is it? Do we have isolated examples of that? Here's what I'm thinking as you say that. I'm not disagreeing that that's how this is going to be perceived. Diane Sawyer is 76 years old, pretty prominent still. I mean, she is like...
No, we can't compare American... No,
why?
That's
well, why wouldn't they it's age out their women? Countries. Why do we do this in Canada, why don't they do this in the United States?
Well, that's a great question.
Why is Leslie Stahl almost 80 and getting all the best assignments on 60 Minutes? She is 80.
Talk to me about a Canadian. Tell me one Canadian you can think of. No, tell me five.
No, but if it's industry-wide.
I can think of five men. No, let's talk about our country. Let's talk about our industry in our country. I don't really care what's going on in the States in this respect.
Okay, you don't have to. That's fine.
Right? And I also think, and this is where I've always liked Lisa Lafemme. I've always admired her. I think she's great. But here's where I fell in love with her. And I think you know what I'm about to say.
I don't actually. So I'm...
At the beginning of the pandemic, when all hair salons were closed... And she went gray and she completely wore her gray hair. She just said to hell with it. And half of it was, I remember half of it was colored. Her roots were growing in and she had no choice, just like the rest of us. Right. We saw John Tory's hair, how long it was. Right.
He looked like the Quaker Oats guy at a point in time.
And there were a lot of women who were box coloring at home. And she decided, with the prominent job that she has, where everybody tunes in to watch her every day, she decided to let her gray grow. And I actually think that's when I'm like, this woman is phenomenal. Every woman I know said, okay, Lisa Lafemme, all the way. The fact that she decided to go and let her gray out and show her age, which is something you don't do in this industry on television, especially. And I think that CTV had a problem with that.
Well,
because... Go ahead.
No, here's what I'd say. I think this is going to be a talking point, and I'm not saying it shouldn't be, and I'm not even saying that I disagree with you, but I do think that every example is almost its own example. Wendy Mesley is 65 years old. Now, to me, she doesn't look it. I think she'd be at CBC in a prominent role deep into her 60s without the incident that happened 2 years ago with what was deemed, you know, racist language in a meeting that she was called out
for. She said the N-word.
Right.
She said the N-word.
But I don't think there was any plans. And if anything, when Peter Mansbridge retired Sheba, I looked and I thought, well, that's Wendy Mesley's chair. I was really surprised they went with the format they went with. And by the way, they went with a woman in her early 50s, yes, in Adrienne Arsenault, who had no anchor experience whatsoever. So why do that? And she's got the job still, and they moved Andrew Chang to a podcast or something. Like, it's her show now. Out of the four people they started with, Ian Hannah Mansing, who's amazing, Rosemary Barden, who's still got a very prominent job on CBC, very prominent, and... none of us are getting any younger, but neither is she. And Wendy Mesley, I think, would have been there deep into her 60s if she didn't have the incident.
Okay, well, let's see how many of these women make it to 77 like Lloyd Robertson did. I don't think that's going to happen. I'm not disagreeing with you. Yes, that is an exception to the rule in this industry. And there are so many women I know on TV, many of my peers, who say, yeah, you know, in a few years, I'm going to have to look for something else. Because they don't want this to happen to them. They don't want to be.
I think you're right. I
like
think
this.
There is a double standard for looks. Looks vis-a-vis age. I think it happens in Hollywood.
Look at every anchor we can think of. Anchor team we can think of. It happens. The man is usually older, much older, and the woman is younger and sprightly.
We'll see us. The View comes on, Sheba, and I love my God. You know who I relate to. It's about relatability in this business. 79-year-old Joy Behar. I mean, just feels like she's got a gig for life,
she's
rolling.
She's American.
I don't see borders, colors, sex. I just see. Right. You know, that's how I work.
Show me a 79-year-old woman in this country who's on TV in a prominent role.
It's a smaller country.
It's not the point. We have fantastic talent here. Show me a 77-year-old like Lloyd Robertson who was on the air.
Well, Claude just said Lloyd was a great guy in the cafeteria, so I don't know what you're looking for.
Oh, here. I have no doubt. I have no doubt he was a great guy.
But interesting. Sean O'Shea, right? Pretty credible guy. Our own Sean O'Shea wrote this yesterday, and everybody's allowed to give an opinion. Lisa LaFlamme is among the very best journalists in Canada. She's done it all, given her all. This is shocking. As she said in her video, she's 58 years old. He writes, Lloyd Robertson worked as the network's chief anchor until eight. Poor Lloyd, though, until age 77. Am I missing something? His point is your point. But doesn't that tell you that there's something more? I think there's more to this story. And I might make the case that the more to the story is in defense of Lisa LaFlamme, because this is a very quick response. A lot of people have a visceral opinion right away. How could they do this? Bell Media, Bell Let's
People
Talk.
Are angry. People are
They
so
are angry.
Angry.
But this may be a conflict with one on-air personality and one executive. I don't see this as a cutback. I don't. So I don't know what the story is here.
So then Lloyd and Peter Mansbridge never had a conflict with management and they weren't let go. This happens when you're in that role, when you're so prominent. This happens when you're with management. You're going to have a conflict. You don't let someone go and then not let them say goodbye the way she was also let go. And look, he's a great journalist, but the timing on announcing Omar Sachedina as her replacement yesterday,
they
announced it and then he came and then now people are hating on him and he's lovely. He is lovely.
I've met him. He's a super guy.
But the timing of it. Let this pass.
Yeah, they've kind of done him wrong. Now, I know he tweeted yesterday kind of like it was a little bit of a victory lap tweet, like, hey, here I am, and it's my, like, I can't wait to get started. And I'm like,
because they announced it, that he retweeted what they said, what CTV,
does
the statement
he
they
have to send his own, I'm asking, does he have to send his own tweet? I wouldn't have wanted to if I'm him. Does that make sense? I would have let this cool for a couple days.
No, if they've made this huge announcement and apparently, no, actually, I don't want to speculate, right? I don't know why he chose to retweet and announce it at the same time, but CTV let it out. So people are going to go to his account and they're going to, you know.
Yes, but if it's his decision, if I'm his agent, I'm like, leave this for a week.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Oh,
if I'm him.
Yes, but they didn't. They did. Maybe it's his conflict with CTV. Let's see if he gets let go for having a disagreement with management.
Well, I'd like to think he'll make it till September 5th, which is his start date. Here's what he wrote, by the way.
He'll make it till he's 77, Greg.
Oh, my heaven. No, but what if nobody makes it till they're 77 anymore? What if the dynamics are changed? See, again, that told me yesterday.
She's 58. She's 58.
This is why it's shocking. I agree with you.
It's not shocking. This is what our industry does to women. This is what happens. And it's not just our industry. I'm sure there are others. But specifically on television, women get aged out.
I can't believe you weren't shocked yesterday. You weren't shocked when that happened. You shrug your shoulders and go, that's the business. Like, I was shocked.
No. I'm not shrugging my shoulders and saying that's the business. I mean, it's appalling. It's appalling. And I'm glad that she had the guts to release a video, which more and more women are doing. But this is how this industry treats women. And they're not being listened to in the boardrooms with management, wherever else. So they're releasing these videos online. And look what's happening. It's working. People are listening.
That's why
I see firsthand in our company.
You make the point, and it's a fair point. And that's why if I'm CTV and I'm this executive, Michael Melling or whomever, I make sure I take every avenue possible to make the exit a smooth one. And they clearly didn't do that because guess what? I'm going, hey, how do you think this is going to land? Oh, I don't know. Michael, she's going to release her own video and all the public sentiment will be with her. And you'll look like you'll have egg on your face.
They didn't think she was going to do that. That's why
I don't know how they didn't think that.
No, I don't think they knew that this would she would release it the way that she did. But the way they let her go, let her say goodbye.
Agreed. 1,000% agree
with the company. So you get what's coming. And this is I'm not surprised. This is what happens to women in our industry. I can't say that more.
I'm getting a Twitter direct. I'll have to send it on, but there's a comparison to Don Cherry here. But you don't want to hear about that. I feel like I'm just gonna write that out and put a stamp on it and lick the stamp and
how do you compare
mail
this
to
Don Cherry?
I don't know. I don't.
what?
I can't. Did Lisa LaFlamme have a You People moment that I missed over the weekend or last? I don't think so.
No, she's
right,
phenomenal.
She
hey, it's Greg. Thanks very much for checking out Toronto Today. Great to be back in the chair this morning for what Tuesday, August 16th. It's a Tuesday that I guess is a Tuesday. Lisa LaFlamme out at CTV. A lot of people had opinions on this yesterday afternoon. They're a little bit all over the place, all the opinions as to why this potentially happened. And that's okay, because I think we're going to know more about the story. But I'll tell you, for me, it doesn't seem to be just a cost-cutting move. And Sheba Siddiqui agrees with me, but for a different reason. Check out our segment. We didn't rehearse this. We talked about it like real people would. And that's what we want to do a lot on this show, is give you real conversations. We're not putting up a front here. This is two smart people feeling what we feel about something. And I think we probably agree than disagree more on the evolution of how the conversation went. Check it out.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.